Bonjour, guys. It's like 8:30. Oh, I'm tired. But I'm going to record an episode anyways, because hashtag commitment. Can you hear me blink? I'm going to get really close to the mic. Bro, can't. Well, I was blinking, so I just wanted to know if you guys could hear me. Comment if you can. Also, not that this is an ad for... we do have an ad for Anchor. I'm just saying that I had an idea. So, the only way that you can really converse with us is through comments and stuff. But I just figured something out where you can send voice recordings through Anchor. So if you download Anchor, you can not only make your own podcast, but you can also send voice recordings to us, and we can put you on our podcast. So, and give you a shout out and all of that butt nugget stuff. So, if you want to say, "Hey Abigail, talk about this," I got you. "Hey Abigail, say this," I got you. I'll do that. So, just look up My Coffee Companion in the search bar on Anchor. What else was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about school. We had a bunch of testing today, which is really boring and stuff. But then I made macaroons, and that made it better. And my parents are coming home tomorrow, so it'd be... Oh, and one of the girls that I'm babysitting. Okay, actually, what day is it? Because I have to tell my friend happy birthday soon. Okay. I have to tell them in 2 days. But anyways, one of the girls I'm babysitting, her birthday is on the 26th. And tomorrow I'm babysitting for her. So we're doing a spa day for her and her little brother. Because they want to. So, I know I'm not doing Abby's DIY anymore. But I figured I'd come on here and tell you how I made under eye patches to depuff your under eyes. And a face mask. Because honestly, let's be real. The moment I say I'm not doing Abby's DIY, I start doing more DIYs without even thinking about it. So, that's just how my life is. Ironic. Yes, I know. The first step is you're going to need a food processor, a blender, something that blends things. For the under eye patches, I took about 1/4 of a cucumber and sliced it up into chunks. Do not slice and dice, my dudes. Just little cubes, I'd say, of cucumber. Don't peel it. This is important. I cannot express how nutrient cucumber skin is. Then you're going to need aloe vera, you can put fresh aloe vera, like, that comes literally from a plant, like, you can scrape the inside of the aloe vera plant into your blender, or you can take aloe vera gel, you put on after you have a sunscreen, or things like that, into it, and I'd say put about a tablespoon or two, it's really up to how much aloe vera you want. Then put in some tea, I'd say about 1/2 cup of tea. I used a type of green tea. Green tea is really good for depuffing your face and making it refreshed and cooled. So, therefore, really great to use in, eye patches. They go straight under your eyes, and then so you're going to blend all that up, put it in a bowl, and you're going to take cotton pads, not cotton balls, you guys. They're little, like, pads that you use to wipe off makeup, or use toner for, and they're like circles and they're flat. They look like pancakes, but made out of cotton ball, like, material. And then you're gonna cut them in half and dip them in the bowl one by one and put them in a little bag. Make sure they're laid out flat and not touching. You can put about like 4 or 6 in a bag, depending on how big your bag is. And then you throw them in the freezer, laying them flat. You can make as many as you want. I recommend saving the mixture, so that way, if you want to make more later, you don't have to remake all of the I want to call it batter, but that doesn't make sense. Anyways, next is on to the oat honey face mask. I used aloe vera gel on this again, just to maybe thicken it up a little bit, make it aloe vera-y, because aloe vera is super great for your skin, even if you don't have a sunburn. If you have dry skin, it's really great, especially in the winter. And it's the spring here, but it's snowing, so I guess the weather hasn't gotten the memo. So the first step is you're going to take rolled oats and your blender, make sure it's dry, and then you're going to blend them up until they're, like, fine. They're not a powder. Like, there's still some chunks of rolled oats, but they're just not, like, complete rolled oats anymore. Then you're going to add some melted honey. I'd say about 1/4 cup of melted honey, and you're going to need more tea. You're going to need about, I'd say 1/3 cup this time. I used more tea than I expected. Actually, don't do 1/3 cup. Add as needed. It's meant to be a thick, goopy mask, but it's not meant to be watery. So, depending on what kind of consistency your honey is, yeah. Oh, and add 1/3 cup of oats. Definitely 1/3 cup of oats. Sorry I didn't say that earlier. Anyways. Then, blend it all up. Add about a tablespoon-ish of aloe vera gel, or straight aloe vera, and blend it all up, and you'll have like a thick, pasty kind of thing. If you don't have that, go ahead and just add more rolled oats, or if you have it too thick, add more tea. So, the end of the day. Just kidding. I'm gonna shoot for 10 minutes. I don't know why, but that's just what I want to do. I'll tell you all about what else we're doing. We're going to have they're gonna have robes on. I'm gonna do their nails. I'm going to do their hair. I really don't know what else I'm gonna do. I might, I don't know. Her birthday's the 26th, and I'm babysitting for her on the 26th, but I assumed that she would want to hang out with, her family and wouldn't want to do a bunch of stuff with only me and her little brother on her birthday, so I'm bringing her a present then, but this is kind of like an early birthday activity party type thing. But really, that's all I've done lately, is I've just sat here and wasted away. Just kidding. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to one of our main listeners. Her name is Annabelle. She's been on the podcast before in season 1. And she's just a really great person and podcast listener. The end. Thank you for listening. I know it's not 10 minutes long. Don't come for me. I need to get ready for tomorrow. I'm waking up at 6:15. Okay. I have more testing tomorrow and I'm not looking forward to it. Only thing I'm looking forward is to coffee. Okay? Only thing. Not even lying. Oh. Anyway. That's all. Bye, you guys. Stay safe. Subscribe. Leave a comment or voice message on Anchor. Thank you. And hey, would you look at that? I'm going to keep talking until 9 minutes, so that way I feel like I've achieved something. Bye.